Come on. Come on. Wake up. Oh. Thank God. I thought for a second you were dead. I mean, it didn't hit you that hard or anything, but then I've seen those videos of fights and stuff online, and the guy gets punched and it doesn't even really look serious, but then he's on the floor seizing and he's making this awful snoring noise, like, and you think he's just sleeping, but he's not sleeping at all. It's his brain shutting down. And they call it the death rattle, but it's more like the big sleep, which is kind of fitting, right? Anyway, you didn't make that noise, but I took your pulse and didn't feel anything, and then I got scared. But then I tried taking my pulse and I didn't feel anything either, and I thought, like, wait, what if I'm dead too? And I'm just a ghost, cursed to wander the earth killing people. But then I was like, no, I ate eggs for breakfast this morning, and ghosts don't eat eggs. They eat, I don't know, the ectoplasm. There's that ghost blood or slime or... Oh, yeah. You. Focus, focus, focus. You are alive, which... What a relief. I'd hate to mess up my first purge, you know? I mean, technically, that would be murder, but it would be totally unsatisfying. Like, I want to commit first degree, not voluntary manslaughter. Come on. You're probably wondering how I'm going to do it, huh? I've been thinking about this a lot. Almost the whole year, really. But then there were some days where I was thinking about other stuff. Like, there's this really cute feral cat in my neighborhood that just had kittens. And oh my gosh, they're such little fluffers. Such little cutie woodies. I could just mush them all up. Oh, but I would never. Animals are precious souls that must be protected. The rest of the time, you know? Purge, purge, purge. And it's hard to pick. Oh, like, how you're gonna do it. I mean, you kind of have to bring a gun and stuff because there's all these roving purging vans, and if you bring, like, a silly old pocket knife, you're totally screwed. So I have a couple guns. Really big ones. Oh, and I got a few grenades and stuff. I mean, I don't know if they work or anything, but they can't really test them. It's not pepper spray, so I just kind of have to hope for the best. Oh, and my machete. See? Shiny. You're so quiet. I didn't even gag you. I mean, there's really no point. No one's coming to help. It's purge night. And I mean, I hope you're not too upset. It's not that personal. Well, I mean, it's a little personal. I mean, I had to pick someone. I mean, I guess I didn't have to, but... Hey, how else am I supposed to get rid of all this burning rage festering deep, deep down inside of me? Eating at my insides like a slow creeping rot until I can't stand it any longer and I just have to purge. Gosh, the government is so nice to do this for us. They really do care about the little guy, you know? Well, anyway, I'd rob a bank if I could, but they move their money out ahead of time and getting into one of those things is impossible, especially if you're gonna do it alone. And I don't feel like purging should be a spectator sport, you know? Especially like this. Killing someone is so personal. Intimate. When you slide your knife inside of someone, slow and deep, and you feel how warm and wet and ready they are. So soft and yielding. Better than sex. I mean, I assume. I haven't killed anyone before. Shh, our little secret. You're gonna be my first. I know, you're honored. You're welcome. Now, what about you? Have you ever purged? No. How do you get rid of all your anger then? Meditation? Exercise? You know, that would make sense. You do have a really nice body. Very, very rousing. Ah, no, 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 no. Focus, focus. I am here to murder. I can't get all swayed by bodies. Oh, even hot ones. And besides, I mean, I kind of have this coming. Why? Come on. It can't be serious. No, you're fucking with me. Aren't you? You really don't know. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. It's like my father always used to say, if you don't pay attention, you deserve that black eye. And didn't your parents ever teach you? Gosh. I'll give you a hint. Lights. Seriously? Still nothing? Ugh. Okay, how about... The Christmas lights! Ding dong! God! You are just so frustrating. It just makes me want to purge you now. Ah, you left your lights up. Still plugged in. All year long, day and night. Every fucking day, I have to drive by this house and see those stupid fucking red and green lights blinking on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off, on and fucking off. They give me a headache every fucking time, you silly. All year, they've been up. And then when I saw you didn't even barricade your doors or your windows, it was like, fate. The lights were serving as a shining beacon, calling out, purge me. Purge me. So, ta-da! You get it now, right? You were too lazy to take them down, and now you have to pay. It's simple math, really. Well, I'm glad you're sorry, but it's too late now. You should have thought of that before you subjected everyone to your inappropriately timed holiday joy. You faker. If you didn't like them, then why didn't you take them down? It's not that hard. Well, we all have bad things happen. Just because you're sad doesn't mean you can just... But how sad were you? Oh. Why? Oh no. Oh, I'm so sorry. I lost my mom too, and when I was little, it was really hard. You must be... No. Oh, you were trying to trick me. You're trying to stop me from purging you. No, I'm not going to fall for it. Sexy, lazy stranger with the annoying lights. I'm gonna machete you. I swear, it's gonna... I'm gonna purge you. Okay. What do you mean, okay? You're not gonna... beg for your life? Try and fight back? Anything? No, come on. That ruins it. You're not supposed to accept your fate. That's so un-Purge-like. It takes all the fun out. Wait a second. Did you want this to be purged? That's terrible. No one should be that sad. Is it 'cause of your mom? I can't do this. No. I can't purge someone who wants to die. That's awful. You don't deserve death. You deserve a hug. Come here. It's okay. You'll be okay. I'm here now. I understand now. I understand. The lights weren't a beacon telling me to kill you. They were telling me to save you. I came here for a reason. Not the one I thought. Not to murder you. No. To help you. If it hadn't been me that got here first, then who knows? No, you're coming with me. I'll keep you safe. Really, I have this great basement. Oh, it's absolutely impossible to get into. Or out of. I think it would just be perfect for you. Just let me get these handcuffs off. I'm sorry about your head, by the way. I thought you were gonna try and run. Silly me. It doesn't hurt too bad, does it? Fuck! I see what I said about those windows. Goddamn purgers. Oh, no. You're not. I'm gonna die tonight. Not if I have anything to do with it. You're mine now. And no one touches what's mine. Now come on. Let's go purge these motherfuckers.